welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke, and I am your host on the Soulish Podcast. This is an amazing special collab with Daniel, the Past Life Regressionist, from his podcast, Timeless Spirituality. He's available on all platforms as well as the Soulish Podcast. We are dear friends, and I basically came to him in one of our chats, and I was expressing to him and sharing with him part of a journey experience that I had when I was on a plant medicine journey back in July. This was a couple months ago. And I was basically trying to describe to him something that I experienced, which was really, really fascinating. And he was like, we need to do an episode about this. You need to share this on a platform. And I was like, ooh, but I don't feel like I'm an authority on this subject, but sure. And so he had to convince me a little bit, twist my arm a little bit. And I was like, okay, sure. Yeah. A lot of nuggets were dropped in this. I'm not like, you know, tooting my own horn or anything. I'm just saying I was also just post a journey, medicine journey during this episode. I think I was like 5 days out from a journey. And so I felt very much in the medicine still. And if you've done plant medicine, you know what it's like that you're in it for a little bit after, but, it is amazing just to even consider where we're headed as a collective. But I really feel in this episode and hope in this, as you listen to this episode, that you really connect in with spirit and what is spirit's agenda. I know we get a lot of like, what is the elitist agenda against, you know, humanity? Like, we can get really big on that. But I want to invite you to really connect in as you listen to this, whether it resonates with you or not. I want to invite you to connect in to your intuition, to your spirit. Can you connect in with spirit and your intuition and feel into it what is coming and what might you participate in that purpose as a collective cosmic purpose? How are you meant to initiate, or how are you meant to support? How are you meant to experience this or express this? Whether or not you resonate with it or not, you may end up connecting in with like a completely different agenda or a completely different mindset or framework, or, you know, you may see this differently than I see it, or saw it rather. And I just want to encourage you that it, as long as you just connect in with spirit and connect in with your intuition, you connect with what is at a cosmic level, what is being done, where is the movement, right? Where's the river flowing? And if you want to bring that down into your life and how you live your life, how you express yourself, how you connect with others, how you communicate, right? I just want to encourage you to do that, to have that process in this, because ultimately, I think that's what we're all meant to do. We're all meant to connect up. I think part of our purpose here is to bring that down to earth, right? We are vessels in so many ways. And I think one of the best ways, one of the most highest expressions of our human vessel antenna bodies is that we get to tap into this collective spiritual energetic awareness, right? And energy. And we get to bring that down here into the flesh and express it, manifest it, spread it, connect with it, right? We get to do so much and express and connect and share and all of that. And so I think that's all very, very beautiful. So whether or not this totally resonates or not, I hope that that's the overarching theme for you, the cosmic theme for you in this episode. But I do hope that you're encouraged by this, that this inspires you, that it tickles your fancy a little bit and sets you off, you know, on another experience or exploration for you. So love to you guys. Part one is published on the Timeless Spirituality and the link is below, but the whole episode is also posted here on YouTube, as well as part two is available on all the other platforms on the Soulish Podcast. I love you guys so much. Check out Daniel, the Past Life Regressionist, on his socials, his podcast, Timeless Spirituality. All of those links are in the show notes for you guys. I love you tons. Enjoy.
So before I go on my little rant here, I want everyone to press pause and go check out the Soulish Podcast. because this is Whitney Apke. She said some good shit there. So go check out the Soulish podcast. Hold for pause. Okay, we're back. So there was one thing you said at the very, very beginning when you started talking about cosmic masculinity. It may have been verbatim, maybe not, but it was, I even wrote it down after. I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to remember to say that. It was feeling the need to disempower others in order to empower yourself. Mm-hmm. So I just want everyone to think about that statement right now, because I can see how pretty much everything that Whitney just said over the last 40 minutes or whatever it's been links back to that. Mm-hmm. So everything, seriously, it swings around to have to disempower other in order to empower self. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even as you were talking, I was thinking back to some of our conversations, and I see how much I truly am operating from a place of fear. Because I remember that there was a conversation we had about your podcast in particular. This was probably over a year ago, and I can't remember what the episode was, but I remember saying to you, why didn't you hold that piece or person's feet to the fire? Mm-hmm. Like, how come you didn't challenge them? Because I know you, and I know that what they were saying wasn't in line with your beliefs. And so for the life of me, I just couldn't figure it out why you wouldn't do that. And then you would explain to me.
You're so frustrated.
And you would explain. Well, also me being frustrated was, I don't think it was over, like an overpowering thing, like the whole, it was just like, how come you, I think it really was coming more from a place of inquiry, because.
That, and you're very protective. You're a very protective friend.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, you know, you've sprung me from jail in a past life. So, but that also just got me thinking how even I was operating from a place of fear there in that conversation, because I don't know if it was necessarily a full on projection, but it was me putting myself in your shoes. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling the fear for you. That fear, I mean, I think that maybe where that's where the projection was happening, of my own fear of what would happen if I didn't hold someone's feet to the fire. Because I think that my fear for you at the time was feeling that if you didn't push back, then are you automatically, yeah, exactly. Are you guilty by association? Are people going to hear that as you feel the same way because you're not pushing back? Yes. And even throughout this conversation, I felt that creeping up in me at times. I didn't fully, you know, let it pass by bringing up the thing about the dates, because that's where that fear came up in me, is if I don't say this right now, am I going to appear
guilty
that I'm
by association.
Exactly, yeah. that I agree with everything that they say. Again, up until a week ago, I didn't know that there was two of them. So, you know, and it's made me think about my podcast and how we've even had conversations about how, like, I feel like it's getting kind of stale for me. And I've realized throughout the course of this conversation, it's because I'm a fucking pussy. That's what it comes down to. I'm a fucking pussy, and I'm afraid of bringing on a lot of people who I disagree with. Like, because I was saying before with that other person, I knew that that was a, even though I disagreed with their views, I knew it would be safe to have that conversation with them, and it wouldn't turn into, like, we could respectfully talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And I see now that that has been my fear, because I don't want this show to turn into the Jerry Springer show.
Right.
I don't want it to be that. Because the thing that you also had said to me about letting that person talk and not pushing back is that you want a platform where people can just express their ideas. Mm-hmm. And even though I couldn't fathom that, I respected it when you told me. So it's like, all right, I got you. I hear you.
We have different agendas.
Right. Okay. It's like, that's Whitney's thing. So even it was differentiating at that point. It's like, okay, that's okay with her. So I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was until right now when I truly understood that that was just my own fear and thinking about, I mean, do I dare say me being selfish and thinking about myself in that moment also? Well, still, yeah, you're right. Like, I'm looking out for you, but thinking about my own fear in that situation and now seeing how my own fear is holding me back, because, yeah, I am afraid. I'm not afraid of pissing off people by talking about twin flames and stuff like that. For some reason, I'm like, you know, I'm like, maybe they're a thing, maybe, or doing a spiritual satire episode. I'm not afraid about pissing people off that way, but there's something about, I give too much of a shit about what people think of me. I care too much. And that's weird, because it's like, I don't care in many respects. I mean, yeah. Hell, I'm a past life regressionist.
Right.
So if I was going to care in that respect, I would have a more traditional job.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm not going to get canceled for being a past life regressionist. Like, I may be looked at as a bit of a quack, but I still think that this swings around to what you said with the need to disempower others in order to feel empowered. Because mm-hmm. I feel that is my biggest fear, is that people are going to come after me
mm-hmm.
because they feel so disempowered. So in order for them to feel empowered, you know, you gotta, yeah, which is, and you even brought that up about us having our own platforms, that I was aware of the risk. Once I started, that's also why it took me a very long time to start my own platform.
Yes, it did.
Because I'm a fucking pussy. Just call a spade. However, I don't know. It's probably going to take some time for me to cast that aside, because I have so much respect for you and you not giving a shit the way that I do in that respect. Because even that podcast that you were talking about with that particular guest, where you got a lot of shit for that.
Mm-hmm.
I had interviewed that person on my podcast before, and I had to sit on that for a while and thinking, this was an interview I did almost a year ago. This is a different episode. There's been some episodes that I haven't released because of the fear. Mm-hmm. So not because of the content, and I don't think there's validity to, well, there's a lot of bullshit in that one, but we could talk about that one at a different time, because you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to sit there and really think about that, because I was afraid of what would happen if I put that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw what happened. You know, I'm like, there ain't no fucking way I'm doing this. Like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Yep. And I approached it from a very different point of view. Maybe not point, but I pushed back a different way than you did.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way that was very respectful. But I wasn't afraid of the person. I was afraid of their following. I was mm-hmm. afraid of the mob.
Yeah.
And
it was a real thing. I'm not going to lie. It was a real thing. And I had to be in the comments more than I've ever had to be in the comments, actually setting the boundary lines of like, excuse me, no. You are not going to talk to that person that way. You're not going to call that person stupid. Just because they are considering what this man is saying or not considering it, just because they are being open, this is what this platform is about. And you're not going to come into my platform and bring your saucy sauce. you're not going to change the pH of the Soulish podcast. I won't allow it. You can express yourself however you'd like, but the second that you start disempowering, belittling, bullying somebody else in the comments, and you think it's not gonna get read, it's getting read. And I'm gonna call you out right now. You're not allowed to do that. That's not okay. That is not love. That's not loving. Mm-hmm. So here's the difference. So I respectfully disagree with you. And this is how love expresses itself, because I love you. I respectfully disagree with you. You're not a pussy. You're not less than, because you have an opportunity to face a fear that is one of your many mountains in your mountain range of life to climb. Everyone has a mountain to climb in their life. Everyone has a challenge. Everyone has something that is part of their hero journey. And just because you're able to look back and acknowledge, okay, wow, I have a lot of fear in this way, and this is how I'm seeing this, and this is how this affects me, and this is how I perceive myself, or this is how I perceive what will happen to me if da 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 da. That doesn't mean that you're less than of a man, less of a person, less worthy or valuable, or have the ability to move through that fear and sit with that fear and acknowledge it. And I think how you depolarize the fear is that you love it. That's really what shadow work is. Shadow work is loving what you feel, what you see, what you're experiencing. You know, that is what shadow work is. It's like, hey, this is a dark spot. This is something that's ugly. This is something that I don't like, or I don't feel is in alignment with who I am now. You know, maybe it aligned with me back then, but it doesn't align with me now. But I don't want that there anymore. I want to heal that, or I want to release that or let go. First, you have to connect with it, then you have to love it. And so I think that's what we see in our society, is that instead of loving each other in the mess, you know, you wouldn't tell a child that they're a horrible person because they shit in their diaper, or they shit all over the carpet. They had an explosive shit. You couldn't blame them.
Okay.
I was thinking of one more way to say it. I was trying to get you to smile. If anybody could see his face, I was trying to get him to giggle.
It worked.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, you don't blame the child for having a moment and not knowing yet, or not having the ability to go to the bathroom in the toilet, right? You don't say that. You don't say that they shouldn't live, or they shouldn't exist, or they're less than or unworthy of love or acceptance or anything. So we're in a place in society where there's a lot of people, and they're in different places in their journey. And that does not mean that anyone is less than or better than. And this is one thing that I absolutely abhor in the spiritual community, is the expression of I am spiritual and I have arrived. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, that could be like a plateau moment for you. And like, sure, okay, it's a high five. But does that mean that like everyone else is below you? You know, you can easily do that in the victim mentality and say, I'm a victim, and you all are the people that are victimizing me. Same thing, different costume, you know? And it's very much coming from a place of, again, judging, you know, and needing to be something and identify. And I think in the same way that we can identify as being a pussy is yet another way.
I meant that as an endearing term also. Yes. I don't mean to offend the women who identify as women.
You're good. I have a pussy. You're fine. But again, I just want to bring this up because I think it's a good teachable moment, is by calling names, we'll just say it like that, right? By calling a name, ourselves a name, you're actually creating more separation and less connection within yourself. Instead, you're actually causing separation and saying, this thing is bad. This experience is bad. This expression is bad. This feeling is bad. This thought is bad. This belief is bad. You're actually separating yourself from it instead of bringing it close up and saying, okay, what do I see in this? How does this connect with me? How does it disconnect from me? Is there something I need to learn, you know, from this experience or from this thought that I'm having? I was having this thought today. I was on the trail this morning, and I was walking, and woo, a very handsome man, tall, tan, dark, whoa. I was like, hello. And he had the chest tattoo that went into his arm. And I was just like, oh, yes. And he's sweating and he's running towards me. I'm like, hello.
Whitney's dream man is like a Jason Momoa.
This was a cleaned up Jason Momoa moment. And woo, he passed me. He smiled at me. Ooh, ooh, I was having something. I was having a moment. And then it hit me. He would never be interested in me. I'm not his type. He would never want this. And then I went, interesting, you're having this thought right when you were just very much enveloped in a very happy moment. And then all of a sudden that thought had to creep in. And I looked at it, and I'm being vulnerable by sharing this, but because I don't like talking about this, but I looked at it and I said, interesting thought. And I even started to make fun of myself. Oh, poor you. You think you're not attractive. You think you're too fat. Oh, poor Whitney can't attract a man that she likes, that she's attracted to. Woe is you. And I started making fun of it. And then I went, oh, you know what? No. That's actually creating more disconnection. It's actually creating more self-hatred, if I'm going to be real. Self-loathing, self-hatred. Let me actually move this closer to my heart, because this is actually something that's very deep. It's a deep wound. And I've had life and I've had people in my life re-emphasize the fact that I am not worthy of a man like that, that I'm not worthy of love, that I'm not worthy of acceptance because I have a couple roles. Fluffy lovins is what I like to affectionately call them. Or I don't fit the mold of what that person would be attracted to, right? And then I've experienced that. I've experienced not having a man like that approach me, right? Or blah, blah, blah. So again, this is something that's a wound. That's something of a projection, because I believe that there's a possibility that that's actually true, but I don't want to believe it, right? So I brought...
Oh, shit. Well, hold on. Uno momento. I ran out of space. Hold on a second. I got this.
Okay, so I was out of my masculine there, and I needed, so sorry for everyone. I wasn't in the masculine. I didn't have enough storage space on my computer, so we just had to switch over to Whitney recording. So I need to embody my masculine next time, make sure that I have enough. Did I get that right with the masculine? That was also my long-winded way of saying, or trying to recover that. I don't remember where we left off.
I do.
And it was probably going to be choppy, so. Okay, so Whitney, go.
I think we'll be fine. So instead, I brought this in closer. And instead of self-loathing, making fun of, doing all the things that honestly we all experience in life, instead I brought it in closer and I said, look, you know, I talked to myself, baby girl, you need to heal this. You need to release that. That's not true. Because anybody could like you. Anybody could think you're beautiful and you're somebody's cup of tea. Just because you haven't been his or his or his or his or his or hers, whatever, we'll bring it all in, doesn't mean that you're not somebody's. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to attract a man that you're attracted to, right? So I had to love that part of myself. And instead of making fun of myself for even having that thought and ruining a very happy, hot moment, I had to bring it back and love that moment and love those feelings and love those thoughts back into what I feel is true for me. May not be true for everybody else, but it's true for me. I know I'm worthy of love, and I know that I will attract a man that is meant for me, that is in alignment with what I'm aligned for, right? So I know that that's just like the way that it is. You attract what you are attracted to. It's just part of the attraction factor. So I think that's one way that we can do the reconnection within ourselves. And what we're experiencing in society is a disconnection of self. And that is why my work, what I feel my purpose is to heal that connection within self. And I'm doing that within me, right? I'm living it, as well as I'm doing my best to help others to reconnect with self. And why I think that's so important is because the more that we do that, and the more that we have self-love and we are connected with self, the more that we have the ability to connect with others, even if we disagree, even if it doesn't resonate, even if it doesn't feel aligned. Then we have a society that is actually based out of love and is safe because we can move and have our being and self-correct without having to make someone bad or make something bad. We can just say, ah, that's not in alignment with our overall societal intentions. You know, we don't intend for that. We don't feel aligned with that. And so that just doesn't align with this. So how can we bring that back in? How can we express that? Maybe that expression isn't in alignment, but maybe we could find a unique way to express that that is in alignment, right? And so it comes around in that way, and it creates a safety for us all. And I think that's the society. Maybe it's a utopia, but I really think that's where the intention of the cosmic masculine is to go, to experience, to be, so to facilitate. So I think even within yourself, Daniel, it's loving that part of your journey, and okay, you're seeing it really clearly, doesn't make you less than. And it just simply is one of those areas. And I could bring up just what I know of you and your background, right? And even just genetics and DNA. And, you know, we all have some sort of history that connects with the things that I think we're experiencing. And that's part of why past life regressions are so great and such an amazing tool, because you can see in your soul journey and your soul evolution all the times that that same theme that you're experiencing right now in this incarnation is connected back to. You know, it shows you, and it, in a lot of ways, it makes you feel very valid for having the feelings or the experience that you're having, because you're like, oh, I've experienced this before. And it, what it does is it actually empowers you, because you realize, oh, I have another opportunity in this lifetime to heal that or to release that or to be different or to be the same. You know what I mean? You realize like, oh, I've been a healer in past lives. I did this. I was a medicine woman. I created these things. I healed these people. You're like, oh my God, I did this before. Like, I don't just feel this way in this lifetime. Like, I've actually done this in past lives. And then you're like, I was meant for this, baby, you know? And then you're like, yes. So I feel like it's in all those different ways, right? That we can realize that as we're experiencing ourselves, we're also experiencing others. And so part of the backlash, like with that one episode that I had, which anyone could go on my podcast and probably find it. but that experience, you know, I was like, this is really interesting. I'm actually experiencing a lot of like weirdness for me. And also I was experiencing this, and I was kind of re-experiencing what I had experienced in Christianity. And I was kind of looking at it from that perspective, like, wow, I've seen this before. I've seen all of this before, this judgment, and this criticism, and this hatred, and this pointing fingers, and this like blaming and like swapping, you know, and like, and all of this, like, and I was like, this is so triggering me right now, because like, this is everything I left, you know, and this is everything I like abhor, you know, and like don't like, and like I'm having to experience this on my own platform. Fuck, you know. And so I had to work through that, and I had to breathe through that, and I had to go, okay, my mama bear is gonna come out real quick. I'm gonna have to really make sure I'm doing this in love, and I'm also not pointing fingers at this person who just said this thing to this person, and then that person said this thing back to that person, and then other people started talking about that person to this person to that. And I was like, I'm about to go full on mama bear right now, and I just need to breathe through, what is the highest expression of my mama bear? What is the most highest loving expression right now? And how can I be that for these people? Because that's what they actually need. They don't need somebody else coming in and saying, you're wrong. They need somebody coming in with love and understanding and compassion and empathy and understanding, but still creating a safety and re-emphasizing the safe boundary that is this platform and is this community. And there's a whole lot of new people coming in that don't know that, and that's okay. I'm just going to recommunicate that and reset that boundary. And as soon as I did that, it all stopped. So I think that is, I was operating out of my masculine. And as we all can do, and I was setting it up, but I was creating with the intention of creating safety and love for people to express. And that's so important. So I think that's what we're kind of, we're in that space. We do that within ourselves. We do that with each other. And I think as we come into more of a connection with ourselves, with God, source, universe, spirit, all of that, we then can see each other in that light, and we're no longer demonizing, demoralizing, victimizing others. We're actually empowering everyone, and also allowing people to be on their journey. And we can have opinions, we can have perspectives. That's actually something that is beautiful and that we need. And I needed your perspective. I needed a pause. I needed to reconsider, is this safe? You know, am I being a good steward of the people that come and listen to my podcast? Am I stewarding people in their journey as best as I can, right? Can't control anything, but I can be the best podcast facilitator of a community and a platform as best as I can, whether it's with my guests or my listeners. And I think that's all good. That's perfect. That's why we need each other, is because you can see things I can't see. There's only so far I can look behind me, you know, and we need each other, but it has to come from a place of love. Otherwise, it just reemphasizes hatred and it reemphasizes disempowerment and less than, better than. It polarizes people. And to depolarize, the only way you can do that is by love. You can't depolarize by hate. Love is the only thing that can depolarize, neutralize, and reconnect people, whether it's within themselves or with each other.
So I mean, a couple things there. First, everyone go check out the Soulish podcast. Well, let me get one little, just like the behind the scenes part. It's not always the best thing in the world to bring your friends on, because it's like playing Never Have I Ever with them because they know stuff about you. So Whitney knows that the reason I don't want to have kids is because I don't like the thought of cleaning dirty diapers. So of course she goes and brings up the example of the shit thing. And remember, I know about the Swedish guy. So get that one with Swedish or Norwegian or
Norwegian.
The way, you know, with the like oiled up with baby oil and
Yes.
So it goes both ways, you know, having or being interviewed by your friends and
but here's the thing is love empowers.
Exactly. Love empowers. And something else. I really feel everything you're saying, and it's hitting hard. And this is also where, as we've had conversations about, is the responsibility component, the responsibility that I feel. Like, this is where a lot of the fear comes up, is if I feel that I don't sufficiently hit as many parts as I'm consciously aware of at the time, then I'm fucking up. I'm not doing my due diligence, that I have to, you know, bear the burden of what others go and do with this information. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to say also really quick before I dive into that, now my mind's jumping all over. A lot of my fear, and this is how I feel that the cosmic masculine, as Whitney has described to me, links up, is I'm becoming jaded in my view of the world. And it feels to me as if no good deed goes unpunished. Mm-hmm. Even for you with that particular podcast, you were providing a space for someone to come and share their ideas. It was a good deed that you were doing. Even if you didn't agree, you wanted to provide your community with an alternative point of view. Yeah. Because you didn't want it just to be an echo chamber.
No.
And then you got backlash for that. So that's where a lot of my fear comes now, is feeling that if I do a good deed, I'm going to be punished for it. So I just want to put that out there for everyone to take into consideration. When I brought up the thing earlier with the abortion episode, or the I shouldn't boil it down to the abortion episode, but the talk in this potential spiritual implications mm-hmm. and karmic implications of abortion. I wish that that person who I had said that to had taken a step back in that moment and seen that I wasn't doing a malicious thing, mm-hmm. that I was just trying to do what I felt was a good deed to present a different perspective. So I hope if anyone who's listening right now finds yourself in those situations, ask yourself about the motivations of the person too. Because even if it appears malicious, they may have good intentions. Mm-hmm. So just please take that into consideration.
Nobody is perfect. Nobody is
always... People are flawed.
Oh, yeah. So why do you think that you could prepackage yourself into perfection, right? And have a perfect expression of Daniel that is going to be loved by everybody and accepted by everybody and is not going to be polarizing, triggering, or whatever, right? Just because you're being all to everybody. Like, that is not possible.
Well, I don't strive for that. Because I'm gonna piss people off, and I'm okay with that. What I fear, and this may be past life related, is the motherfucking mob. Mm-hmm. Because I believe I've been killed for that shit before. Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of this fear comes in me, is right. Oh, shit. And I've seen that look in people's eyes in this life because they are wounded. And because they feel that they need to disempower mm-hmm. in order to feel empowered. Well, you know what? Fuck off. I'm sorry.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm using you as an example because that's where it leads us, is to, I have to be fully formulated in my thought, in my feeling, in my journey. I have to have arrived at this space and identify at this space in order to speak from this space. No. No. Anybody can talk about anything. Anybody can have an opinion about anything. Is their opinion fully formed yet? Maybe not. Maybe they think it is, but they have a lot of life to live in order to see that that thought doesn't quite roll out the way that they think it's going to roll out. You know what I mean? It's the same thing when you prepackage food. Like, you can't have everything perfectly prepackaged and it retain its nutrient quality in order to be sustaining to life. And that's the thing, is we have to be okay with being wrong. And that's, I've been on both ends, and I've always been on both ends, and I probably always will be on both ends, where I have been the finger pointer and I've had the fingers pointed at me. All good intentioned. Every time I didn't want to hurt mm-hmm. anybody. Every time I wanted to bring truth to something. Every time I wanted to help somebody through something or help myself. And whether I had all the intentions or not, I've had those moments where I have prejudged, judged, post-judged. I've done all the judging, all the criticisms, you know, and I have even said, this person isn't going to change. I need to distance myself, or I need to cut things off, or this person is always going to be this way and I can be friends or be with them forever. Well, did that relationship work out past however many years? No. Like, I think that's where we have to be okay with the journey, and we have to be okay with not being fully formulated all the time. There's going to mm-hmm. be things that truly feel like, yeah, I've mulled this over. I've experienced this multiple times, and this is my truth. Like, this is how I want to live. This is what I believe. You know, this is what I've experienced. I still have those. I still have, like, kind of those hard knock marbly truths that are firm, you know, and kind of immovable, to be honest. But sometimes a marble will roll off the table, you know. Marbles don't always stay on the table. Sometimes they roll, because that's life. And when I see it roll in a different direction, I'm open to it. I'm open to that experience. I'm open to maybe that truth rolling off the table and no longer being part of my experience or my journey. And that's where we have to be okay with the fact that life is life and it's going to happen that way. Whether it's people coming in and out of your life, people saying they agree with you, don't agree with you, accept you, don't accept you, you know, believe in you, don't believe in you, empower you, disempower you, lie to you, cheat, are honest, love you. You know, it doesn't matter what that experience is, you're going to have all of it in life. And so it's just a matter of you kind of sitting back and kind of choosing how you want to live. Do you want to live in a way that you are contending for everything and you are fighting for everything that you have? Or do you want to sit in a place of more rest and ease and peace? You're going to have moments where that peace is disrupted, right? Where that ease becomes tense all of a sudden, right? But you can choose to come back to that default and respond from a different place, right? There's times where action needs to be taken and there's times where you can sit back. If we all were monks, nothing would get done. Nothing would happen. Change wouldn't be actualized. But we need monks, you know, and this is an example, but we need people that are reflectors, people that see things from a different perspective, may it be a higher perspective, that have a higher thought, a higher frequency than what we see on the ground level, right? Because we're doing it, we're action, you know, we're changing things, we're doing things. And that's part of what I love and feel is so sacred about plant medicine and why this was even shown to me was because I said, look, I need a higher perspective because how this relates to me, it was very personal. It was very personal to me how this was related. And how it changes the way that I live my life is what I'm seeing. It gave me a higher perspective instead of just seeing all the shit, you know, on the ground level. It helped me to see, oh, got it. I understand. I understand the big picture and I understand what the intention is. And it may not be rolling out of everybody like it is on the cosmic, universal, spiritual level, but it's going to. Eventually, people are going to start saying the same thing, doing the same thing, because it's the energy that is sweeping. It's the energy that is moving through us. And it's the intention, I think, of God, spirit, universe for us, is for us to reconnect and be re-empowered in our masculine, in our masculinity, in that masculine expression. And that is safe. And even though I've not felt safe, and I've even been held down and violated, I still am choosing to trust the process and trust the journey. Does that mean I don't vet anybody and that I just fully trust whatever is coming at me that's masculine? No. But it means that once I have vetted, which is the feminine way, femininity vets it. It basically observes and then it says, okay, I choose you. That's what they do in the animal kingdom. You know, a tigress will literally have all the male tigers come, bring her food, fight for her, defend her, protect her, provide for her. And when she is ready to mate, she says, okay, I choose that one. And that's her prerogative, who she chooses. But she literally chooses a mate for the season based off of what she observed. It's very feminine. We're stationary. Everything moves around us in the feminine energy. So that is how you can vet. Is come into your feminine, come into your essence, come into your being, reconnect with self. And where are you troubled? Where are you upset? Where are you triggered? And sit with that. You have to sit in the uncomfortableness. You have to sit in the pain. You have to embrace it all. That's part of the journey. That's a part of reconnecting with yourself. So whether it's a thought like I had this morning of I'm unworthy, I'll never have, you know, I'll never experience. That was a thought that I had, and it's rooted in a belief because it's actually been reemphasized by other people's and by my life experience. But does that make it true? No. Does it make it true that all men are misogynistic bastards and idiots and can't be trusted? Is it true that all men who are affluent and successful are cheaters, liars, can't be loyal? Is it true that anything you hear on the internet is reality? and is what that person said. We're about to go into an AI situation where someone's mouth is moving and words are coming out, but it's not the actual words that they've ever spoken. It's AI. And we're not at a place where we can't differentiate. We can still tell because AI isn't that good yet, but it's gonna get to the point where AI is that good and where everyone is hearing a different thing, even though they're all in the same news station. So we have to be able to be connected enough to be able to intuit what is reality versus what is our perception versus what we're projecting onto somebody or something, a situation. We have to be connected. If we're not connected within ourselves, navigating life becomes harder and harder and harder. It becomes more difficult, more painful, more of a challenge, which is fine. That's your experience. That's your experience. That's this life, right? But I think what we're being asked of on a collective is to reconnect with ourselves. Right now, both need to be empowered. Feminine and masculine need to be re-empowered. We, as a collective, need to be re-empowered. And we need to not be subjected to a slave mindset, a slave culture, a slave society. And I believe, I'm optimist, but I believe we are coming to that place where we're realizing that we no longer consent to this. And we no longer consent to be disempowered within ourselves. So whatever that message of disempowerment is to you, the listener, acknowledge it. If it's fear, if it's self-hatred, if it's, you know, you are unworthy, you lack, therefore you're not. Whatever that message is that you are getting in your life that disempowers you and disengages you from living life and enjoying life and being, look at that. How can you love it? How can you heal it? How can you connect with it? Because that is exactly what is going to bring us as a society and as a culture and as a collective into a higher and maybe even the highest expression of love, which is both masculine and feminine.
That was good. Like, holy shit, what? Damn. I don't need to say anything else. So where can everyone reach you?
They can reach me at Whitney Apke. That's WHITNEYABKE on Instagram, Facebook, The Soulish Podcast on YouTube. And I would love to connect with you. And if you have anything to say to me, whether you disagree or agree, you can hit me up there. You can slide into my DMs. I would love to have a chat with you about this more and encourage you and help you to connect and heal in whatever ways you need right now in your journey. Love to you all.
I know that seems like a very abrupt ending, but Whitney, we're going to do a follow-up to this because there is more that I want to say, but that's too good. It's too good to not end it there. So if it feels like an unresolved musical note to anyone, well, I don't fucking care because that was a perfect place to end. So, see, it's already working. I'm not giving a shit as much. Well, it's going to haunt me. But thank you for being here, Whitney. Everyone go check out the Soulish Podcast episode 43 and 52 and all the other ones too. But check out those first. So everyone, thank you for being here and yay.